Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin, is to announce a new student loan debt forgiveness program. Sources say the plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier. A Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston landed back at Denver, declared an emergency today. A piece of engine cover came off, was blowing in the wind. Nobody hurt. He sent a letter to the heads of Capital One and Discover with questions about a proposed merger that would create the country's largest credit card company, says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to know about potential increase in fees. We want to know what this will do to the marketplace. We want to know how consumers are being made aware.
Senator Schumer, the Biden administration is calling on the Israeli military to make changes in how it's prosecuting the war in Gaza after seven aid workers from World Central Kitchen were killed in a drone attack last week. This is ABC News. If you bought groceries at Walmart in recent years, the retail giant may owe you up to $500. Walmart agrees to pay millions to settle a class action lawsuit accusing the company of overcharging for certain groceries. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
If you believe you're eligible and you have your receipts, you could be entitled to 2% of the total cost for each product, up to $500. If you don't keep grocery receipts from 5 years ago, don't worry, you can still receive up to $25. You may also be able to retrieve receipts from Walmart's website, and you can file a claim on the settlement administrator's website. That deadline to file, June 5th.
Walmart denies the allegations in the suit, but agrees to the settlement. Millions getting ready to see tomorrow's first total solar eclipse in the U.S. since 2017. Astrophysicist Jedediah Eisler.
Here in D.C., we'll get an 89% eclipse. That means there's no time when it's safe to not have on your glasses, right? So you want to use eclipse glasses.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Discover the Criterion advantages and upgrade to new appliances. Criterion offers great quality and great features, all available at a great price. From dishwashers and refrigerators to washers and dryers, Criterion is ready when you are. Get 11% off all Criterion appliances now at Menards. Good through June 25th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin, is to announce a new student loan debt forgiveness program. Sources say the plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier. A Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston landed back at Denver, declared an emergency today. A piece of engine cover came off, was blowing in the wind. Nobody hurt. He sent a letter to the heads of Capital One and Discover with questions about a proposed merger that would create the country's largest credit card company, says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to know about potential increase in fees. We want to know what this will do to the marketplace. We want to know how consumers are being made aware.
Senator Schumer, the Biden administration is calling on the Israeli military to make changes in how it's prosecuting the war in Gaza after seven aid workers from World Central Kitchen were killed in a drone attack last week. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM
W298
DK Amory and online streaming on the Civic Media app.
How do you center yourself and all that?
Okay, so I have lots of tools. And these are things that I learned over time. So there was years where I just suffered with it. And it was just diarrhea all day long. And there's nothing I could do about it. But over the years, I learned tools. And these are some of my favorite ones. Easiest one is gratitude. Practicing gratitude. And the way you do it is, the way I do it, is I say it out loud. And you think of five things that you're grateful for. And you say them out loud. Because when you say them out loud, you also hear yourself saying what you're grateful for. So it's not just thinking like, oh, I'm grateful that I'm healthy. You're saying, I'm grateful that I'm healthy. And then you're hearing, I'm grateful that I'm healthy. And then you have this gratitude that's like a big circle that goes out and in. And you're like constantly filling yourself up with gratitude and like raising your elevation. And Jen Sincero wrote a book that I loved. It's called You Are a Badass. And that is where I learned this gratitude technique. And it's just this constant like circle of gratitude. Even when you tell a joke, like when you say a joke and they laugh, that's their thank you to you for saying the funny thing. And then you say another joke and the laugh is another thank you. And it like raises the elevation in the vibration in the room. So I would do gratitudes and I would say five things that I was grateful for. And I would say them out loud. So you're pausing to take time to think about what you're grateful for. Then you say it and you hear it. And not only that, I would do it with my whole green room, whoever was in the green room at the time, my opener, road manager, if the waiter's in there, like whoever's in the green room, we're all going around the room and everybody's saying something that you're grateful for, because we're all going to raise the vibration in the room right now because something's off. And even if it wasn't me having anxiety, but I could see my opener was super anxious, I'd be like, yo, your energy is affecting me right now. So we're all going to pause and we're going to do gratitudes because we got to shift this energy right now. And then we'd all go around the room and say we're grateful. So that's probably my favorite one.
I just want to stop you before you say the other ones. But as you're saying this, I have my producer, Colleen, just staring daggers at me the entire time you're talking. Cause she always says, okay, have we done our gratitude list today? But I always think about how many times I come in with that, like kind of frantic, like I have so much to do today. We got to do this. We got to make this hit. And then it's like, okay, let's say our gratitude list. I've ignored her every single time she's said it. She feels completely validated now. She is laughing over on the other end. And we'll have a conversation after this conversation with you about it. So
yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
But truly that does make a lot of sense. What are your other tactics that you use?
So other than that, there is my breathing techniques. There's many different ones that you can even look up on YouTube or whatever. But one of them, I was taught is you plug one of your nostrils, you inhale for five, and then you let it go and you plug the other one and you exhale for five, and you're focusing on your breathing in that. And it's really getting you centered into your body. There's that one. I do a lot of pressure points with my fingertips and I practice my breathing. And a lot of times I just start pushing on fingertips and something about it just takes me out of whatever I'm in.
I like that finger one though. That does actually work. That's probably where okay comes from, you know,
you're
or not.
Okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
You'll be more okay. If you push harder, you'll be a-okay.
That's cool. So you do these kind of every time, or you just kind
when
of
I need it.
You pull whatever tool you need, sort of.
Whenever I need it. Now we've started doing gratitudes with my team text thread of my manager, my road manager, my social media managers, and we're all in a text thread. And so every Monday we send a voice note and we say what five things we're grateful for from this past week. And we just kind of start our week off with gratitude.
Well, that's great, man. That is very much. I appreciate you energy right there. That's great.
Yes.
what's kind of like you look back on you know, your career, and and that's kind of an interesting place for you to be in, where you have this whole career that you've already done. Do you look back at it like you are kind of here at the top and you are ascending, like, creatively? I don't mean from like a career standpoint, because you are, I feel like, at the top and still ascending. But is there a point when you look back where you're like, that's where I felt like the most whole as a creator? Is that in the past or is that in your right now?
Really good question. I'm going to say the past, because there's something special and unique about being hungry.
Mm.
And when you've attained a level of success, there's a lot of temptations. There's a temptation to get comfortable and cozy and coast. There's the temptation to doubt yourself. Oh, I'm a fraud. It was a fluke that I even got here. I'm not as funny as people think I am. I'm not as talented as people think I am. This is an accident that I got this far. There's the temptation to do all of these things that are self-sabotaging, right? Mm-hmm. And stifle your creativity when you start listening to your own voice telling you these things. It stifles your creativity. But there's something unique about when you're hungry. It like encourages your creativity, I feel like. Even when in actual hunger, when you haven't eaten and you have those hunger pains, there's something about it that moves you to the kitchen to make yourself something to eat. But if you like snack a little bit, then you're probably not going to make yourself a whole little meal. You're going to be like, I'm good. I'm fine. I've had a little bit already. I kind of had a little bit of this and I had a little bit of that. I'm good. But there's something about when you have nothing, when you're hungry, when you're, all you have is your dream. All you have is your dream of wanting to be a headliner. All you have is your dream of wanting to cook that roast beef for dinner. All you have is your dream. But you have little bits here and there. It kind of is like, I think I'm okay right here. This is probably good. I'm good with this, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like when I had nothing but my dream, I was more creative. I was more willing to take a risk because I had nothing to lose.
If that makes sense. No, that makes a lot of sense. So being where you are now, are you sort of surrendering to the fact that that is just a part of your past, or are you in some ways trying to recreate the hunger,
trying to be intentional? And I need reminders all the time, whether it's from my husband or my team or being inspired, honestly, like doing podcast interviews and I hear myself tell my story from that. This inspires me and reminds me, like, yes, I am capable. I can do this. I can blah, 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 whatever it is, if I'm in a season of doubting myself or whatever. And then there's sometimes where I'm just like feeling so productive. Like earlier this year in January, I was filming a show and in between takes, we were in the dressing room with my manager and my assistant. And we're talking about producing this podcast that I'm going to be releasing soon. And we're talking about this sitcom that I want to write. And like everything was in dream form. Nothing was like green light, like, oh, I got a sitcom. We're filming it on Tuesday. It's nothing like that. It was all about dreaming, but it felt good. It felt collaborative. It felt creative. It felt like I'm in the process of filming one show while I'm with my team dreaming up another show, a whole different show. And it was like, it felt creative. It felt good. And like, if you were to have interviewed me during that time, I'd be like, yo, I'm just moving and grooving. I'm killing it. I'm crushing it. Like I'm dreaming, I'm vibing. Like, what if my character was like this and all these things? But then there'll be times where I don't really have much going on and I'm just like kind of in the process of maybe writing new material. I have like a couple club dates, but that's kind of all that's going right now. Then I get into that place of like, man, I don't know. I created a show 7 times already and they told me no.
Yeah.
I pitched a show to NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, everybody. They all said no. It's whatever. Okay. But so-and-so wants to work with you. Okay. That's fun. But I just finished working with America Ferrera and Kevin Hart and they still said no to me. So it's whatever. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll get in that place. And then other times I'm like, yeah, let's write a show. It's ebbs and flows, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel that for sure. Because yeah, you constantly are in this place of, oh, maybe I just got lucky. Like you write a show, I've been working on like one show for 4 years. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, maybe it just wasn't meant to be, you know, but it's like, or maybe just the right person hasn't seen it yet or whatever to keep you in that. Because I feel like the industry is changing so much too. Now they're green lighting less things. So much more is self-produced. Mm-hmm. I think there's more here to keep you kind of in that deal of where I can do it. But yeah, it does definitely ebb and flow, you know? And then do you find too that as you get maybe more money and more fame, that it's harder for you to go out and be maybe a real person and therefore you kind of isolate a little bit more? Has that been part of your journey at all?
No, I've always been a homebody, so I always like to stay home, and then add to it that I travel for a living even more. So I just want to stay home. So like my husband's like, babe, let's go on vacation. Let's go to Europe. And I'm like, I just got back from Indiana. Like, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be home in my own bed, in my own shower, in my own kitchen. Like, I don't want to go anywhere. So I've always been a homebody. And that's something I've had to like really like wrestle with myself and getting out of the house and making sure I'm still doing things that are not work related, but not because I'm like famous or somebody's going to recognize me or anything like that.
Right. No. I got you. I did want to ask, I was going to ask earlier when you're talking about family, but
I'm right in the middle. My sister, she's the oldest, then me, then my brother, Kenny, and then my brother, Sonny. And then I have a half brother from my dad who's 10 years older than me.
That dynamic of sort of the middle child, then that even plays in more. Do you think that like impacted your sort of, your kind of rise and your interest in having other people sort of laugh at you? Do you think that made you kind of a comedian in some ways or not so much of an impact?
I don't know that it's middle child syndrome. If anything, like I said, like all my siblings are funny. I think it's just having siblings for me mm-hmm. and like bouncing things off each other, playing off each other, and we watching our dad do that, being, you know, zingers in the conversation. I think for me, it's just the fact that I had siblings. I don't know if it's where I line up in the matter, but I definitely feel like, and I have one child. I didn't even want any children at first. And then I decided to have one. And then the idea of having one child blows my mind because I grew up with siblings, but I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I could do this again, but I would love for her to have siblings like I did, but
yeah.
Could somebody else do it, you know?
Yeah, because you even mentioned in your special that, you know, and was there a certain thing that made you want to decide to have a child?
COVID,
yeah.
It was after being home and we were all in lockdown. Nobody was touring. Nobody was filming TV shows or movies. It was everybody was home. And when I was home, I finally got to enjoy the fruits of my labor that I had never done before. Cause I've constantly been on the road traveling, working. So like I had this beautiful home with a balcony that overlooked the city. And I never even put furniture out there to even enjoy my balcony because I was never home long enough to do it. And then finally I was home for a whole year and I put furniture out there. I put like a little water feature. It became like my little meditation area and I'm overlooking the city. And it was like that view of the city was something that always inspired me. And here I was given this gift of looking at it every single night. And I just kind of took it for granted. Mm-hmm. And I had a pool that I never swam in and never used. I had this beautiful land that I ended up making a garden and started gardening. And it was just all of these things that I was like, oh, it's nice to be home. And my career had always been my baby, has always been the thing that I held most high, that I was most sacred to me. And here I was home being okay with not having those things, not having a tour, not having a show to go film. I was like, I don't need it. It's whatever. And that was the first time that I had ever said to my career, it's whatever. I don't need it. That was the first time. I never in my life imagined myself saying that. So it was at that point that I was like, oh shoot, did I mess up? Should I have had kids? Because I remember all my friends and family telling me how kids are the most fulfilling thing, more so than a career, that kids are the most fulfilling thing that you could ever do with your life. And I would always be like, okay. But it was at that moment that I was like, uh-oh, what if I messed up? What if I should have had kids? And that's when I started looking into it, seeing like, do I even have options? I was 38 at the time. So I was like, wait a minute, do I even have options? Do I have eggs left? I don't know. And so that started my whole journey of figuring out if I was even capable of having kids. And then here I am now, 41, and I have my 9-month-old.
Well, congratulations. That's so awesome. Is there anything about being a mother? I'm sure there's a lot, but what's been the most surprising thing about being a mom that you wouldn't have expected?
I don't know that I wouldn't have expected, like I did expect it, but it's just a whole different thing is how tired I am, and how worth it it is. And all my friends used to say that. I even have a joke about it in my technically not stalking special where I talk about my friend Maya. She would tell me like, oh, Mateo has an ear infection. Noah has the flu. She's throwing up all night. Then I have to wake up at 5 a.m. to go to work. And then I got to go pick one of them up from school with hand, foot, mouth disease, whatever that is. But it's so worth it. And I would always be like, you are crazy. That does not sound worth it to me. No, thank you. And then here I am when she wakes up in the middle of the night and I got to wake up early the next day, but I still go in and I love to just be her mom and hold her when she's crying and like rock her to sleep. Like it's my favorite. And I'm like, oh my God, it is worth it. What? That's weird. So it's like people warn me about it, but you don't know until you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find now as a mom and kind of like being in the realm with other moms that you have sort of a whole new host of material? Is that part of what you're currently touring with right now? Some mom stuff or?
I'm definitely talking about my experience thus far in becoming a mom in my 40s. I think as my daughter gets older and starts to do more things, I'll be able to like pull from that for material, but she's still kind of just like a baby. And early on, she was just a blob. Like, what? She's not doing nothing for me to talk about. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think as she gets older, I'll definitely have more things to be like, you know what my daughter said to me? And here's my whole next hour. Yeah.
Well, that's really amazing. That's a great story and congratulations. Very happy for you.
Thank you.
Where do you, we're kind of wrapping it up at this point, but before we do, I kind of want to figure out where do you sort of see, like where is your passion and energy taking you now? You mentioned the podcast, you mentioned some shows, obviously stand up, but where's your passion pointing you?
Well, I moved to Hollywood to be an actress and I'm still trying to be an actress. So I would love my dream, like my biggest dream in life is to have my own multicam sitcom one day. That's my biggest dream. And then every time I want to pitch a show, they're like, oh, multicam sitcoms are like old news. Nobody's doing multicam sitcoms anymore. And I'm like, yeah, but I still want to do one. So that's my dream is to one day be able to do a multicam sitcom. I would love it. I started as an extra on Friends. And nice. If I could just go back and have my own Friends, that would be incredible. I would love it.
I feel like there's going to be a Friends redux. I mean, that's sort of the way Hollywood does it. Right, is there one right in the works now? Have you heard of
not
one?
Not that I've heard. No.
Well, maybe you make one. I don't know. But I do know what you mean. Yeah, there are no real multicams anymore. It is an older style. But I feel like there's a way to kind of bring it into kind of the YouTube generation, you know? I don't know how you do it, but
I don't know either, but we'll do it and we'll put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're offering books. We're doing multicams on YouTube. Look at us. This has been a podcast.
Yeah, it has. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And where can people see you? Where are you touring next?
Go to my website, angela.com, A-N-J-E-L-A-H.com, and you can see where I'll be at. Check my calendar. I'm kind of all over the place this year. And check out my specials. My special Say I Won't is on YouTube, and I filmed it in Nashville, and I released it last year in May. So that's my most recent one that I've filmed. Then I just released a special a few weeks ago, but this one was actually from the vault. I recorded it and I never released it. It was just kind of sitting in my vault, and I decided I was going to release it to the world. And so that one just came out a couple weeks ago. It's called Technically Not Stalking. So it's the most recent one to come out, but the material is from my 2019 tour that I did. So you can go check that out as well. They're both on YouTube.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was a real delight to talk to you and get those meditative tactics and the gratitude list. So that's my big takeaway. So thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely. I appreciate your time. And yeah, have fun with, tell your husband and your baby I say hi. All right.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Folks, that is it for this week's episode of the Cripes Cast. Huge thanks to Angela. Colleen, where can people find her?
On Instagram, she is Angela Johnson, A-N-J-E-L-A-H Johnson, the way you think you'd spell it, with an O-N. And then she's online. Check out her website. She's got all of her specials there. She has all of her tour dates. Go to angela.com. Pretty straightforward.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And